anyways.
He's a bootlegger, said the young ladies, moving somewhere between his cocktails and his flowers.
The only thing that holds all of this together is the laconic, musing, slightly damaged voice of Nick Carraway trying to make sense of it.
I was within and without, simultaneously enchanted and repelled by the inexhaustible variety of life.
And in fewer than 200 pages, a lot of life happens. Gatsby tries to rekindle his long-ago romance with Daisy. Tom, Daisy's obnoxious jock husband, is furious, but Tom is meanwhile having his own affair with Myrtle Wilson. And this being all about human nature,
it comes to a full-blown, tragic, bodies-on-the-stage ending.
It's a book with a lot of plot, as novelist Jonathan Franzen reminds us. Myrtle dies, and, spoiler alert, so does Gatsby, along with his dreams.
Gatsby is the last Horatio Alger character. He's a combination of innocence and faith. He is utterly, totally, completely committed to his dreams, which grown men aren't supposed to be.
And for the late Professor Matthew Brookley, who studied Fitzgerald for more than half a century, it was the dreamer he admired.
Gatsby wanted to get the hell out of the Midwest, and I wanted to get the hell out of the Bronx.
Brookley discovered the Great Gatsby in 1949.
The exact point at which I got hooked was when Nick Carraway describes the Buchanan's lawn.
The lawn started at the beach and ran toward the front door for a quarter of a mile, jumping over sundials and brick walks and burning gardens.
I really don't like lawns. I don't like grass. But I read this description of the lawn leaping over sundials and fountains. I said, you better pay attention to this, because this writer is doing things that you've never seen before.
The miracles that he produced were the miracles of getting at a lot while seeming to do nothing.
But for Jonathan Franzen, it wasn't until he was in his 20s and writing that he became a true believer.
I thought it was perfect, basically.
Did that encourage you to become a novelist or make you feel like giving up right then?
Well, I subsequently read it about six more times. I read it every year or two. There's always stuff I forget. I think that's one of the marks of a really incredible book, is its ability to hide gems in plain sight. It was really in the early 90s, when I read it for maybe the fourth or fifth time, that I became a disciple of the book, a true deep fan, and to think that it was the miracle of American literature.
What was it about it that had that kind of conversion experience for you?
Precisely its lightness of touch. Here is somebody who found a way in 50,000 words to tell the central fable of America, and that is such a ponderous, heavy, enormous undertaking, and yet you feel like you're eating whipped cream. And yet, strangely, at the end, you feel nourished by the whipped cream.
Like Nick Carraway, Franzen came east. He grew up in Missouri outside St. Louis. And when he reads The Great Gatsby, he reads it as a Midwesterner.
I almost go to it for moral instruction at this point. Part of the great thing about the early pages is you immediately like Nick Carraway's father. Carraway Sr. giving what was essentially the primary lesson of my own youth from my own parents, which was don't judge anybody else. Have an open mind. Nobody's better than you. You're not any better than anybody else. That's as good a stab at getting at what it feels like to grow up in the Midwest as any other concept.
Especially with the emphasis on you're not better than anyone else.
Precisely. And then, you know, you arrive in Great Neck or you arrive in Midtown Manhattan, and boy, is the world in a hurry to teach you otherwise.
In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since. Whenever you feel like criticizing anyone, he told me, just remember that all the people in this world haven't had the advantages that you've had. He didn't say any more, but we've always been unusually communicative in a reserved way, and I understood that he meant a great deal more than that. In consequence, I'm inclined to reserve all